880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We have a smoking hot show for you on this fabulous Thursday, and I want to make sure you're out there. We're going to have Making Money at the IMN's Real Estate Debt Conference. We're going to talk the auto industry in 2012 with my good friend Larry Zinn. We're going to talk office technology with Peter Cassis, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield. We'll have Penny Schaefer up later on in the show talking about Blue Cross and Blue Shield and some of the questions we get every week. We're also going to have Dr. Victor Franks. He's going to talk about losing the extra weight you put on over the summer. Peter Cassis will be here. We're going to talk about cell phone in your business and a little cell phone security. I want to make sure that you all know that you can hear us live on the internet right now at www.thebiz880thebiz.com. You can hear archived shows at freedonbusiness.com. If you'd like to hear a show a little bit later when you're in your car, you can now play us on iTunes. You can download us from iTunes. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. And there's a lot of other ways you can get Freed on Business. There's even an iTunes, a iPhone app out there. What was that iTunes app, Matt? Do you remember?
I have no idea, but I remember I have it on my phone and it works.
Well, why don't you pull it up and tell me what it is, dude?
I'm working on it right now.
Slim down those fingers. You'll have to talk to Victor about how to lose 2 pounds on your fingers.
My fingers are getting fat, I know.
That's all right. All right. Well, it's time for us anyway, Matt. Hold on.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
I'm glad you pointed because I would have forgotten.
I know. Don't worry, Matt. I got your back covered. Cover mine. Let's rock and roll.
All
don't
right,
worry
we got
about
Steve,
the app. Put that down.
Steve from Aventura. I see auto sales have rebounded. Was that due to lots of incentives or are consumers starting to come back?
Well, I think that it's probably a little bit of both, but we'll talk to Larry about that a little bit later on. No, we'll talk. We'll get Larry in his segment. And by the way, Matt, the app is TuneIn Radio. So anybody out there who has a cell phone that wants to listen to the show live, just go to the TuneIn Radio app. Search for it on your app. And IMN is, we'll talk about that in a little bit of time. Thank you, Juan, for your fabulous question.
Yeah, I have it here, TuneIn Radio. Awesome.
There you go.
It's all right, we got
Information Management Network, for the record. Juan gives me the thumbs up, and I'm sure Steve is listening in. Steve, we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Matt, keep going.
Paul from Miami. Have you ever been to one of those IMN networking conferences?
Yes, I have. We'll be on with Steve Gellner real quick. He's the senior guy over at IMN putting on these conferences. I've been to a number of them. They're fabulous networking opportunities. I'm looking forward to the event that's coming up in Broward County in just a couple weeks. Maddie.
Steve in Miramar.
Hey, Steve.
What's up with healthcare reform? Have not heard much about it.
Well, it's probably because it's not something that they want to talk about in the debates. But you'll hear a little bit more about healthcare reform. We'll talk about that with Penny in our segment with her later on in the show.
Awesome. All right. Paul from Fort Lauderdale. I'm looking to buy some notes and mortgages. Can you help me with some of the financing?
Sure, I can. We can help you buy a note or mortgage or real estate, whatever. If I can help you with real estate financing, give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
All right. Rick in Miami. Seems like the new year has a good business vibe to it. What do you think?
I think that every January we feel better. I hope that it continues this year. It's a good vibe. I've had a lot of good phone calls, a lot of new business coming in. Larry will tell you the auto industry is starting to pick up too, and we talk to him a little bit later on. Peter, the technology industry is always taken off for him. So I think that we should be looking for a positive 2012 coming up. Yes, I do.
Awesome. Matthew, look at that. Pinecrest. And then look at that. 2 for 1. I drove by the Blue Cross Blue Shield store at the Falls. What do they do there? Is it a regular office? Can I just sit and talk to someone there without any pressure?
Well, we'll ask Penny. We'll talk to Penny about all that later on in the show. Keep rolling, Matt.
All right, Stan in Miami Beach. I read that home sales are at a high point nationally. What does 2012 hold?
Well, home sales have picked up, but don't forget that there's a lot of inventory out there of foreclosed homes. I wouldn't want to be in the middle market and trying to market a home sometime a little later this year when the foreclosures start to hit. Matt, let's
go. Joe in Miami, can you ask the technology guy about protecting my cell phone and computer from viruses?
Yes, I can. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on. And now, Matt, let's break because we've got Steve from IMN on the other line. Let's bring Steve on. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon. We've got Steve Gellner. He's the Senior Vice President for the Information Management Network, the senior producer at IMN, too, a boutique conference company owned by Euromoney Institution Investor, specializing in financial conferences globally. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about IMN in general and about what you may have coming up here in Fort Lauderdale.
Sure. We're a conference company. We've been around for about 18 years, and we do specialize in conferences within the financial services area worldwide.
Okay, now this, your event here in South Florida is coming up on January 30th and 31st. It's about distressed assets, banks, special assets. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's specifically targeted towards how banks, the special asset people at banks, the people who do REOs, disposals, credit, and how the special services are all managing their portfolio of real estate loans and properties that have to be worked out.
Well, it sounds to me like that's the place that somebody needs to be for the market that's coming up in the next couple of years. We just had talked about foreclosed homes, and I'm sure there'll be people there that have access to pools of homes that people want to buy and things like that, investment opportunities all over the place.
Definitely. I mean, like, you know, the whole thing is people, you have to get through the supplies, and who has more supplies than the banks and the special services of these types of houses and commercial properties that have to be foreclosed, that are being foreclosed on. So, the bank special asset guys are the ones who are working on it. They're the ones who you have to tap to be able to get these opportunities. So,
and I got to believe a relationship comes in handy, and that starts at your event.
Exactly. I mean, we've had over 100. We did this last year in South Florida. We had over 100 bank real estate workout professionals attend the conference. So, they're there.
Well, who else attends these events? Sounds like investors, too, right?
We definitely get investors because, investors want to meet these people. We also get many of the service providers that focus on this market. So, local lawyers, I'm sure you heard of, like Ackerman, Becker Polyoff, Rice Pugach, Rumberger, Strock & Strock, and Tripp Scott, to name a few. We also get some of the brokers and auction houses like NAI or J.P. King. We get people who provide capital. They want to do some kind of white knight or rescue capital, and, they come, people like Pensum and Hudson Realty Capital. We get firms that just want to do workouts. I mean, the banks can't do this all themselves. So we get firms like O'Keefe, McCalla Raymond, R.W. Klein, all types of some of the examples of service firms that will be at the conference.
Now, what are some of the topics? I know in the past when I've gone that you've talked about FDIC sales, single asset versus portfolio sales, pre-foreclosure, post-foreclosure practices, how to best handle buying a note mortgage. Are those some of the things? You got some other things coming up, too, I got to imagine.
Yeah, those are some of the key issues that we talk about. One thing, I guess, that makes this conference different is that everything is about how the people on the bank side are working out, their loans. So their decision matrix, if they should put more money in, if they should extend or sell, just TDRs. You can drive these guys crazy about the TDRs and the regulations. So we have discussions on that. All the different exit strategies. I mean, if you should do it in an auction, if you should do it as a note sale. Also asset specific issues. I mean, like condos, multifamily, hotels. They're all their own little world, and they get expertise in those areas is a lot. And one of the most interesting things also that comes up, we have actually a closed-door session just for the bank real estate professionals. So they could, kind of just exchange how they do things amongst each other, not have to worry about others kind of peeking in under the, you know, behind the curtain. So, you know, that usually is well attended, banks only, and they get a real lot out of it.
Well, it sounds terrific, and it sounds like lawyers, brokers, investors, bankers, all these different groups should be attending this event. Now, how do they get information about attending the event, Steve?
Sure. You can just go to our website. It's imnisaacmarynancy.org/re. Any of you listeners who are out there, if you type in the code radio when you register, you'll get a 10% discount.
Oh, type in that code, everybody. Type in that code. Now, the dates are January 30th and 31st. Is it all conferences and meeting? Because a lot of these I go to, they don't have enough time for networking. How do you guys handle that? Because everybody's there to do networking.
Yeah. Well, we have time between sessions. I mean, a limited amount of time. But we do have breaks in the morning and in the afternoon. We have a lunch, a full hour for lunch, half hour for breaks. We have a networking cocktail reception after the event. We have also... We have breakfast on both days,
uh-huh.
And also there's time between when the bankers get out of their closed door session and when the session starts. So there's plenty of time for people to, you know, do some networking. And, you know, after every session, you know, the halls are filled with people before they get back into the session. So no matter how many times you ring the bells, they stay out there. So.
Well, you know, you're a large, international company. You do this all over the United States. What are some of your other events that you've got coming up in some of the other markets that some of the people here in South Florida might be interested in attending?
Sure. Well, you know, I know a lot of the people in South Florida not only invest in South Florida, but they invest in other places as well. So, if you're into being in New York or L.A., we do banker events. Or Atlanta, even we do bank real estate workout events there. And we do get, I'd say 75% of the people are there are local to the market. And then we also do get the super regionals, as I mentioned also before, the services and the national banks. So we'll get both local and national representatives who might have business in Atlanta or LA. So if this is an area that you like and you wanted to look into purchase some property in LA or in New York, those are areas. Other areas that we are involved with include the real estate funds, the private opportunity funds, the non-traded REITs. One of the newer things on our plate, we've been doing some conferences on data centers. People say that's the only place you can get 20% return these days on buildings. So we all know that 20% number being, real estate people. And also we've been doing some events recently specifically tailored towards general counsels of real estate firms. So, those are all events that we're doing in the U.S., some of them in London as well, and all well attended and a bit different because, we do focus on kind of niche areas where there isn't a lot of meeting activity. This way, we try to call out to the people who are looking for meetings.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm looking forward to attending the event in Hollandale. I'm looking forward to meeting you then. I want to thank Joanne in your office for setting us up. Stephen Glenner, thanks again so much from the Information Management Network, and we really appreciate everything you're doing for us on the show and looking forward to being at your event.
Looking forward to having you.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk auto industry in 2012 with Larry Zinn.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur. Someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight-talking, pay-less, get-more, help-me-find affordable healthcare coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Fall Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hey, all you salesperson wannabes, this is Jim Fried. The University of Florida has a way for you to get your real estate pre-license education online where you want it and when you want it. The course is so easy to follow that my mom used it to get her license. Okay, she is a smart lady, and you're smart too, so look into this course if you're considering taking advantage of the current market or want to have a real estate license just in case. Developed specifically to meet your pre-licensing needs, this online course is designed and offered by the same University of Florida professors that taught me the business. The course features up-to-date video lectures by real university professors. Since only about 50% of the people who take the state exam pass the first time, and even fewer pass the second time, it's vital to get the best test preparation possible. By utilizing a unique online delivery system, the course can be accessed anytime from anywhere with a broadband connection. The course is broken up into short, motivating lectures. No other Florida pre-licensing course offers this advanced virtual classroom from the convenience of your personal computer according to your schedule. For more information, go to www.ufrealestate.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hey, we're back with more Fried on Business. I'm back. Am I back, Juan? I'm back now, right? We're back now. We've got Larry Zinn with us. Larry Zinn is here. Larry is the general manager at Warren Henry Infinity up in Aventura, Miami Gardens?
We're in Miami Gardens.
Okay.
Between Ives Dairy and County Line Road.
All right, Larry. Well, welcome to the show. We really appreciate you coming down.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we had a guy send in an email a little bit earlier today that talked about the automotive sales that have been going up. You know, reading in the Wall Street Journal today, it says that the automobile sales finished strong. I'm going to quote the Wall Street Journal, say Chrysler was up, Hyundai was up, Nissan was up, GM was up, Ford was up, Toyota and Honda, they probably have a little bit of radioactivity in their cars.
It was a tough year for them between the radioactive mess and then also the flooding in Thailand. It made it very difficult for both of them.
Oh, parts. Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what's going on with the auto industry coming up then? You closed the year strong, it seems.
Yeah, we closed this year strong. The forecast for next year is actually supposed to be even stronger. And I think that mostly the confidence is back for the consumers as far as buying the vehicles. They're used to the ups and downs that we've experienced in the past few years, and they realize they need their cars. So people are less afraid.
Well, you guys also have a good product in talking about the Warren Henry Infinity. The Infinities are excellent products. The niche, I guess, is luxury, value luxury. Fabulous performance also.
Great performance cars and a lot of fun to drive.
Yeah, I saw you pull up in one of them little smoking hot numbers out there before.
Yeah, great G Coupe, one of my favorite cars that we sell. Really fast, a lot of fun, and the quality's fantastic.
Well, all I could say is that I've owned an Infiniti for over 20 years, different models, not the same one, although I probably could still have the same one running, too. I've had over 120,000 miles on some of them. Just got a new one. I just absolutely love it. It's just great. I'm still learning to drive it because it's got that new extra gear in it that you just don't know about. It just kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah, you got that 7-speed transmission now, so it's a little bit more fuel efficient, but also the car is kind of, it's finding your driving style.
Yeah, that's cool. It's kind of learning how to fit me like a glove.
Absolutely.
Now, I got to give a shout out to my friend Ismet out there who helped me buy the car from you, but it's not really the sales department that keeps me coming back to Infinity and to Warren Henry in particular. It's the service guys, the service people I see over and over again. The service department's excellent. Not that I've ever had a major problem, but in getting me in, getting me out, treating me with respect, making sure that my car doesn't get what my grandfather used to call the sun treatment, sitting in the lot and just getting the sun. Everything gets fixed. The top guys always work on it. It makes me feel like $1 million.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it, and I love to hear that you had such a great experience. I mean, you and I have worked together on buying and selling cars. Anybody can sell a car. It's the service department that really keeps the customers coming back. And if we weren't taking care of you for all these years, I'm I'm sure I wouldn't see you again.
Yeah, I can guarantee you you wouldn't, but you have been taking care of me, and you really piqued my interest when we were talking in the green room a little bit earlier about your new line. Now let's start off with what lines do you guys carry? Because it seems like you've got a pretty broad spectrum and that you're filling it in with something really special that's new.
Well, we have Jaguar, Volvo, Infiniti, Land Rover, Subaru, Lamborghini, and now we're going to be carrying this brand called Fisker, which is a brand new brand based out of California. And green, totally environmentally friendly, really interesting stuff.
We're going to have to do a whole segment on the green car when it starts to come on down the road. Now, tell me a little bit more about that. This is the first green luxury car, right? Because all I've seen so far is a Prius plug-in and a couple of others like that, the Volt and stuff, you know.
Right. I mean, this is the first luxury plug-in electric hybrid. The car will go 50 miles without any gasoline whatsoever. So you could go home every night, plug in the car, and most people do about 35 miles a day. So really could handle your entire daily commute and go 3 to 6 months on the same tank of gas. After that 50 miles of electric power is exhausted, you still have an additional 250 miles of range.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's got a gas engine as well. The gas engine never powers the wheels. It only powers a generator that continues to charge the batteries, which are always powering the wheels.
Fascinating. Now, do they use recycled products in these vehicles?
Oh, absolutely. All the wood inside the car is rescued from either the bottom of Lake Michigan, from California forest fires, and the foam inside the seats, all recycled plastic, tires. They're totally environmentally friendly. Even a lot of the parts in the car are made from recycled materials. What's also really neat about the car is you have an option to get a totally animal-free interior.
Wow, that's pretty wild. Now, when you're looking for the facility locations, do they let you build new or do they make you recycle a location?
Well, it's actually really neat. Most automotive brands are not like that, but with Fisker, they don't want you to create any new waste. So they actually prefer that you take an existing facility and retrofit it so they can move into there.
Now, Larry, if people wanted to get a hold of you at your office, ask you some questions or contact you about new vehicles, how could they do that? What's your firm's website? Things like that.
Well, you could always reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. That encompasses all of our brands. But also for Fisker specifically, visit FiskerMiami.com.
And how do you spell that? Because it's really kind of interesting.
It's FISKER.
Okay, good, because I kept thinking it was Fister, and I don't think that was right. So
no, definitely not.
All right, Larry. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking autos. We talked about the automobiles and what to expect in 2012. You know, we've seen some really good improvements in the automobiles' durability. I remember perhaps 10 or 15 years ago, you had to buy a car every couple, 2-3 years if you bought from certain automakers, and I was brought up with a term that we came to love called, designed obsolescence or something like that? I don't remember. But now it seems like the cars are lasting forever, and I love these new Infinities. What's going on with the redesign?
Well, the cars are actually on the road longer than they ever have been before. People are keeping their cars longer.
Okay.
But it's mostly a result of better quality in the vehicles as well. The cars keep getting better and better as time goes on. Also more complicated with all the new technology makes it a lot more difficult for people to work on the cars on their own as a result. But it's a different time. People, you like to trade down here every 3 or 4 years, and we're seeing people keep those cars a lot longer.
Well, I do know that the most important person after somebody purchases a new vehicle is the person that teaches you how to hook up your cell phone to the hands-free Bluetooth in your car, because I can tell you, my friends sure don't know how to do it in their cars.
No, and the cell phones are advancing way faster than the cars, too, which makes things really complicated.
Well, Larry, give out your how to get in touch with you and find your website one more time, and then we're going to wrap up this time and invite you back again.
Well, thank you very much. You can always reach me at www.warrenhenryauto.com or www.fiskermiami.com. I'm Larry Zinn, and thank you very much for having me, Jim.
You're Larry Zinn, and you're top of the line. Thanks, Larry. We'll be right back after this short break with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment right here on Freedom Business. We'll have Penny, and then we'll have Victor back after this.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. I'd like to invite you to join me to the NAIOP Outlook Summit on January 25th at 7:30 a.m. They're going to hold the Outlook Summit of NAIOP. Make sure you're there with me at the Sheraton Suites at 555 Northwest Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale. We'll have Dr. Dean Snaith, Director of the Institute for Economic Competitiveness from the University of Central Florida. We'll also have Mark Vittner, Managing Director and Senior Economist at Wells Fargo, and U.S. Senator George Lemieux from Gunster-Yokely. Darcy Lunsford, the Director of Business Development and Marketing for Butters Group, will be moderating. RSVP at 954-990-5116.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Join me at IMN's second annual Florida Bank and Financial Institutions Special Asset Executive Conference on Real Estate Workouts. It'll be January 30th and 31st at the Westin Diplomat Golf Resort and Spa in Hollandale. They'll be talking about single asset versus portfolio asset purchases, FDIC sales, selling to foreign buyers, selling an asset in a bankruptcy setting, pre-foreclosure best practices, and many, many more topics. There'll be lots of interesting people there. There'll be REO specialists, lawyers that specialize in bankruptcy and foreclosure, financial sources. It'll be terrific. So make sure you join me and about 300 other attendees at the Westin Diplomat on January 30th and 31st. For more information, go to IMN's website, imn.org, or give them a call at 212-224-3428.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield segment. We've got Penny Schaefer, Market President of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, with us today, as always. Penny, how you doing today?
Fantastic, thanks.
Oh, great. Now, earlier in today's show, we had a couple of emails, so I hope you don't mind, before we go to some of your remarks, if we talk to some of our listeners.
No, happy to.
Okay, great. Paul in Brickell says, I just quit my job, time to take risk and get my own firm started. I'm on Cobra. What should I do about insurance for me, and how will health care reform impact my business as I hire people? Kind of a two-parter there.
That's a great question, though. Well, first of all, we always encourage people to remain covered. So even though you're on Cobra today and you're interested in looking at other alternatives, keep your Cobra coverage until you've made your evaluation and you've made your selections, because individual insurance will certainly be available. But finding the right plan, get that in place and get that organized in conjunction with your Cobra. Don't stop Cobra until you've got something else on the docket.
Yeah, it's never a good idea to be uninsured because you never know what's coming.
Don't go uncovered.
Okay. Let's see. Sarah from Pinecrest. Sarah from Pinecrest. I drove by the Blue Cross and Blue Shield store at the Falls. What do they do there? Is it a regular office? Can I just sit and talk to somebody there without any pressure?
You know, she might practically could have written our commercial, I think, with those good questions, because the answer is really yes to many of them.
Okay.
The point of the Florida Blues Centers is really to provide a face-to-face opportunity for folks to learn. Yes, it is absolutely true that you can go in there and purchase a product, but really the importance of that location is learning how to live well, spend well, and shop well. You can go in and talk about lifestyle choices. You can get health risk assessments, full biometric screenings, so you really understand your health condition, and then get some good advice from a medical professional on things that you can do to change your lifestyle. If you already have benefits, you can go in and find out how best to utilize those benefits, to maximize those benefits, and really use your health dollars wisely.
You know, that sounds like such a great idea. I've been to the store as well, and I found everybody to be very inviting. It's a very positive environment, and it allows you the chance to talk to a person face-to-face and gauge what they're saying rather than calling into a call center. I just think it's a terrific thing to do.
Well, the thing that sets it apart as well as being a face-to-face location is you can go in there member or not.
Really?
The only limitation that you have if you're not a member is that I don't have access to your actual insurance information to help you. But no matter what your situation is, member or not, there are educational opportunities there. There are individuals who want to talk to you about how you live well, spend well, and choose well.
I think we're coming up with the three-legged approach there. I've got one more question that came in this week for you. Sarah from Kendall asks, can you ask the BCBSF person what she thinks the biggest issue facing the American healthcare system is, and what is Blue Cross Blue Shield doing to address that issue?
Sure. Well, actually, when you talk about a three-legged stool, here we go again.
Okay.
Because it's really about three things in this country. It's about access, quality, and cost. Our current healthcare reform law really addresses the access issue. But today, 17% of the GDP is on health cost. If you add 35 million new people to the system using it the same way that all the rest of us do today and living the same lifestyles that we all do today, that 17% could grow to 20 to 22% of the GDP.
Wow.
So you really have to look at all three legs of that stool. So we've got the access piece moving forward from the law.
Okay.
We've got to look at cost and quality as well. And that's where that shop well, choose well comes into play. What are we doing with our own lifestyle that we could change the quality curve? If you look at most of the major illnesses, heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, and some forms of cancer, are lifestyle related.
Sure.
So getting our lifestyles in check is going to make a big difference on that quality and cost aspect. And then using the tools that both the state of Florida and specifically in the case of Blue Cross members, some of the Blue Cross tools to compare costs before you buy, know before you go, if you will.
Sure.
Makes a big difference in the cost. Have you already had an MRI? Do you have to have a second one? Did you go to the right setting to get that MRI, or did you just go to the first one on the corner of the block? We have actually have a block in Tampa that at one end of the block, an MRI is $5,000, and at the other end of the block, it's $500. Same equipment, same qualified person reading the scan. It's the setting that made the difference.
So how does somebody do comparative shopping for health care services?
Well, you can visit a Florida Blue Center if you want.
Okay.
You can go into the website and look at Care Compare, or you can pick up the phone. We have an 800 number you can call to find out the cost comparisons on up to 100 procedures.
Wow, that's just absolutely amazing that there can be that variability. And just somebody from the street, you just go there. Does somebody have to go where their doctor sends them, or can they go where they're covered by their program and it doesn't have to be where their doctor sends them?
They actually ought to ask the question, where do I need to go? And the only person who can tell you what your benefits and your coverages is your insurance company.
Wow, that's just amazing. Now let's go through some of the other questions that I've kind of drummed up on my own, if you will, with the help of just my own personal experience. Now, we know that the Supreme Court is going to be taking up health care reform in the spring. What's the update on health care reform vis-a-vis what's going on in our court systems?
Sure, of course. Well, the law took effect, and many of the regulations in that law have already taken effect. So we've seen some impacts already. The biggest effect of the law really comes about in 2014, which is when the individual and the employer mandate go into effect. That means that everyone has to have health coverage, either through your employer or you have to buy it individually.
Okay.
The challenge in the Supreme Court is really about whether or not the federal government can force someone to buy a product. Because essentially that's what we're talking about here.
Sure.
And so that's why the Supreme Court is going to hear the case. Now, this law, like any other, if you'll call it a contract, there are some provisions in the law that balance off the backs of other provisions in the law. And so if the Supreme Court simply strikes a provision in the law, it could have an impact on some of the other provisions, and the Congressional Budget Office would have to go back and look at it all.
Okay, I've got the big three fingers from the other side of the table, so we've only got a few minutes left. I think we better run down our list of ideas we wanted to get to today. Now, it was something that one of our earlier emailers touched on before. He was starting his small business and talking about providing health care insurance for his employees. It seems to be getting harder to do that and harder to make it affordable. Is there something that Blue Cross Blue Shield offers that can help that person out?
Sure. We offer programs that are fully insured, Blue Options kinds of programs, some of the rich plans that many home and business owners are looking for. But we also offer some very comprehensive both HMO plans as well as a specific program here in Miami-Dade County called Miami-Dade Blue that's designed for small businesses to help them get affordable but comprehensive care. Tends to have a slightly more restricted network of places that you can go to get your service, okay. But they're all accredited. They're all qualified locations, and it is comprehensive care.
Now, Penny, before we go any further, where can somebody go to find out more information about Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Well, there's a www for everybody, and ours is www.bcbsfl.com. Just like the initials of the company, www.bcbsfl.com.
Well, that's terrific, and I guess they can also go down to the falls to the store there. Don't you have another one out in Doral?
We have one up at Sawgrass Mills,
okay.
And coming soon to Boynton Beach.
Okay, great. Okay, so there's a lot of stores you can go to, get the personal hands-on attention from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We've probably got about a minute and a half left, so let's try to get to one more question. Tell us a little bit about the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Foundation. What do they do?
Well, the foundation is really designed to help our community with issues related to health for the underinsured and the underserved, providing support over the last 10 years across all philanthropic affiliates across the state. So it's an incredible organization, and I'd love to talk to you about it more at another session.
Oh, boy, it does sound like a topic that would lend itself for another session. Maybe we can get to that next week. In fact, maybe we'll start off next week with that one. But I want to thank, as always, Penny Schaefer. She's the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield here down in South Florida. We are in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield health and wellness segment. And I want to thank, as always, Penny Schaefer for joining us today. Penny will be on a regular basis here to answer your questions about Blue Cross and Blue Shield, so make sure you email those to jim@freedonbusiness.com. Again, thank you so much, Penny Schaefer. We'll see you again next time.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443. Or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, we are back with more Fried on Business, and we've got him live in the studio, back from his trip to the end of the world, Victor Franks. Victor, welcome, and where the heck have you been?
I've been to the tip of South America, Cape Horn.
Oh, my gosh. Is it windy?
100 mile an hour.
Is it cold?
Freezing.
How about
the beginning of summer, too.
Yeah, well, what did you see? Anything interesting? Whales?
A lot of penguins, some elephant seals that get 8,000 pounds. They're as big as an elephant.
Oh, my gosh.
Hence the name.
Oh, my gosh.
8,000 pounds.
Well, we don't want any elephant seals on our show. We want to make sure everybody's fit and happy after the holidays.
Exactly right. That's
so help me out there. Help me out there because you helped me lose 40 pounds. Help some people out there lose some weight as they start the year.
Well, what's the number one New Year's resolution? People say, I got to lose weight. I got to drop some pounds. And what I first want to talk about is the dangers of obesity. We're talking heart disease, stroke, diabetes, which is rampant these days.
Everybody has diabetes.
Hypertension, and not to mention the physical weighing down your joints, your ankles, your knees, your hips, and even low back pain when your belly's sticking out. You get the lordosis in your lower back. And so there's a lot of just physical manifestation. It's not just that you're overweight. All your internal systems, your major organ systems, are taking a beating.
I lost the 40 pounds. I felt the difference. It's incredible. You have more energy. You feel better. It's just terrific.
Case in point. And one thing, if that doesn't scare you, you're really predisposed to cancer as well when you're obese or, really overweight. So it just across the board, it affects your health. So if that isn't enough to scare you, I don't know what is.
I'm sitting here pretty scared. But what does somebody do about it? Because this time last year, I told myself I was losing weight and I didn't stop until I got down below the target weight and then came back up after lifting a little weight. So I'll tell you that my net weight loss was about 30 pounds because I put 10 pounds back on with muscle.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, too. When you do exercise regularly, when you get dense, when your muscles are dense, the actual tables that say, well, you're this height, you should weigh this much, and you're heavier, but you look okay. And, like, I'm 180 pounds, and I'm not fat, but I have a lot of density of muscle. So
it's still taxing your organs.
Not really, just because it's – muscle weighs more than fat.
Okay. Well, what tips do you have for the people to lose weight, Doc?
Some of the easiest tips, you've been through my program, and I've been watching TV since I've got back from the end of the world, and Weight Watchers is all over the TV.
Charles Barkley.
It's everywhere. Everything's about Weight Watchers.
Charles Barkley.
Which takes all the fun out of eating when you got to, it's nice to be aware of what you're throwing down the hatch. But at the same time, when you're having to monitor everything, isn't fun anymore.
No, I eat well-rounded meals. I've kept my weight at a constant number. I don't really get up or down now, and I follow your tenets of healthful eating.
Which are different, I have to say, different than anything else I've come across. But some general tips here are, first of all, the obvious. Carbohydrates is really the devil here.
I'm a carbohydrates addict.
Most people are. And so, you know, you have to some of the obvious carbos like high fructose corn syrup, sodas, including diet sodas.
I don't drink any soda.
Good. And sugar in your coffee, things like that.
No sugar.
And think about, you know, all the
But I do love candy.
Mentioned. Yeah, candy's a bit. And just think when you're reaching for your next donut, Matt, and think about this. But
Matt's wearing his next donut.
Oh, that and jelly.
And not to mention the self-esteem issues. Here in Miami, the home of beautiful people, and you're walking around overweight, which will cause sometimes depression too. So there's a lot of other things this causes. So the easiest way to start dealing with this is interval training, but not the normal interval training. The one that I like to use is you go no more than 2 minutes. And even if you're really heavy, you don't need to run. All you need to do is walk, but walk as fast as you can until you get out of breath, but no more than 2 minutes where you're actually gasping for breath, and then you slow it down, get your breathing back, and then do it again. So whether you can walk or run or bike, but just 2 minutes, and then do several rounds of that, and it's so much better for you as far as weight loss, for you, the health of your heart, everything, as opposed to just medium to low intensity jogging.
Well, you and I need to get together, and I need to get some fitness training now, because I can tell that I'm really out of shape. And as you know, I used to have very dense muscle, and it's pretty gone, and I'm out of breath a lot now, and so I think I need some of that interval training. What other things you've got?
Another thing that this is kind of un-American to say, but meat and starch together. It's a horrible food combination.
Sandwich is bad?
It's everything, yeah. Sandwiches, burgers, meat and potatoes, chicken and rice. The list goes on. Every time you go to a restaurant, if you can order vegetables instead of their potato or rice, and most restaurants will do that for you, that'll go a long way.
Well, I know that when I was losing my 40 pounds, my breakfast was those life-saving drinks that you told me about. Then I had for lunch protein and a vegetable, and then for dinner I'd have protein, vegetable, and a little starch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, just cut out starches completely, because most it does have an addictive nature to it, and some researchers have actually say it has as big of an effect, as far as the addictive nature, as even heroin and cigarettes.
I wouldn't doubt it.
People are hooked on carbs. They really are. They're hooked on sugars.
Yeah, yeah. I know Matt's a cook. Matt, you're not hooked on anything, are you?
No, but I got a buddy who's really
hooked on starches and whatnot, and he can't stop when he gets a pizza in him.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. Well, Victor, what else you got here? And Victor, people want to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
My new number is 786-404-1661.
Okay.
Or askdrfranks.com.
Okay, one more takeaway, Victor.
One more thing. Just remember, carbos are evil, so every time you're eating bakery desserts, just think about what all these horrible things I've already previously mentioned. So try to, and actually, meat is not as bad as everybody thinks it is. It really is. The animal products aren't as horrible as they've been made out to be. In fact, one of the researchers I've studied, this guy was a vegetarian, he said, and after doing all his research, he said it was a bitter pill to swallow when he realized that it's okay to eat meat.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about eating meat next time on the show next week, Victor.
Okay,
Dr. Victor Franks, as always, here on the show, helping us stay fit and healthy. As always, thank you so much for being here, Dr.
Always
Franks.
Good to be here. Okay.
You're the best. Dr. Victor Franks.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer. Someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold. And explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. We have them on every week. And thanks to Victor Franks for being with us as always and Penny Schaefer as well. And now we've got our personal technology segment with Peter Cassis. Peter, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Hey, now, Peter, let's first of all get a read on how the donation collection went for the computers for kids.
Absolutely. Like we mentioned last time, we are partners with Voices for Children, and we had about 12 computers that were donated from various clients to the organization, to the cause, and we take those computers, fix them up, and donate them to foster kids. So that went great.
Well, I know that I'll be seeing you again in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go through my storage unit. I made the promise last time, but this time I will follow through, and I will bring you whatever I have in there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll
peripherals, everything, right?
Yeah, we'll pick them up, wipe them, clean them, and then deliver them to foster kids.
I'll give you a monitor. I'll give you some cables. I'll give you some computer towers that you can upgrade. It'll be really terrific. Maybe some speakers. Now let's talk a little bit today about cell phones, iPhones, Androids, Blackberries. What's going on out there? It looks to me like Blackberry's a dinosaur. I know I got rid of mine. It was messing up my whole life.
Yeah, I'm surprised RIM is still in business.
That's so are they, and so is the stock market.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, as every day the smartphones get more and more complex, more and more integrated into our daily life. And it's really some interesting technology that's out there. The two big players right now are iPhone and Android. BlackBerry's really going by the wayside. It's just an antiquated technology, and unless things change with them, I don't know how they're going to stay in business. But basically, iPhone, Android. I'd like to talk a little bit about how our clients right now are using the iPhone and Androids to help facilitate their day-to-day business processes.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that? Because I know that there's all kinds of different ways to do it, and I have Android. Other guys in my office have iPhone. Matt has an iPhone.
Yeah.
What's better? You're the one who told me about Android because I was using a lot of Google.
Yeah, sure. I mean, of course, Android is made by Google, iPhones by Apple. But whereas in the past, BlackBerries were really hot because they would integrate with corporate email, calendar, synchronizing of your contacts. But now the iPhone and Android will do that for free. You don't have to buy a BlackBerry server to do it. They come with existing software that would synchronize with most corporate email servers. So that works really well. We're seeing that a lot of clients are going towards the iPhone only because it's just very user-friendly, interface is intuitive. It synchronizes. We can easily hook up your calendar, email, contacts, tasks.
Well, that was my big problem that I had with my computer synchronization and everything. When I had the BlackBerry, I had so many calendars and so many different emails driving into the BlackBerry. The thing just literally exploded all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
So now you've got the BlackBerry phone. You've got the iPhone or the other phone that you picked. How do you make those secure, Peter?
Well, the new phones are getting so advanced that it's almost like carrying around a computer in your pocket. The new tablets, I used to carry around a laptop, and now I just have my iPad. So I make do with my iPad and my iPhone, and it's as if you're carrying around a laptop. The problem is that with the advanced security, you also get advanced vulnerabilities. So it's crazy, but now you have to have an antivirus software for your phone and your tablets. And
yeah, I couldn't believe it. I must admit that I discovered Pandora for the first time this weekend. I don't want to say
congratulations.
Thank you so much. I put on my headphones and actually spun up four or five different stations on my own and enjoyed it. Yes, Juan is cracking up. But the thing that really prompted my whole thing was that when I first started Pandora, the first thing that popped up was an ad for Norton antivirus.
Sure. I mean, think about what you do on a daily basis with your smartphone. How many of you check your bank account balance? How many of you surf the web and possibly put sensitive information, pay bills online? You're entering passwords,
I've always found that the best approach to financial and secure transactions is to always do them off of an internet hard line rather than doing it on Wi-Fi. Is that good? Is that going to help me? Or
It depends. It really depends. Now it seems like most of the wireless access points and most of the wireless internet access is secure. It's encrypted, so you have to put in a password before you connect. So, there's still some inherent risks in connecting to wireless. But it's much more secure now than it was a couple
because
years
of the
ago.
Encryption and all that other stuff. But there is a way to put security on a cell phone. You can buy a security.
Sure, same way you do it with a
That's
computer.
Juan's question. He chicken scratched it out for me.
goes along the same lines as the caller that had the question earlier. How does he secure his smartphone and his computer?
Right.
Well, the big players out there, Symantec, McAfee, they also, they sell products for your computer. They've been doing it for a long time.
Kaspersky?
Yeah, I don't like them too much. But, Symantec's a good one. They're one of the biggest players out there. Now they offer apps for your phone, antivirus, it monitors to make sure you don't have processes in the background that are, malicious.
Now, Peter, if people want to get a hold of you, they want to donate a computer, they want PDC to come out and give them an audit on their situation, how do they do that?
Absolutely. 800 number is 1-877-732-0678. Or you can check out our website at www.pdctech.com.
All right. And I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. I want to thank DataCorp. I want to thank Peter Cassis for coming in. Peter, you're the best. I want to thank Matt Gold, PDC Technologies, Estrella Marketing, Dr. Victor Franks. And thank you to our listeners. We're going to start spinning up some new Twitter approaches over the next few weeks, so make sure you keep your eye out for that. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear and what you want to hear. Follow me at Jim Fried. Look for us on Facebook, Fried on Business, LinkedIn, Jim Fried on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. You can also hear the rebroadcast Friday at 3 or Tuesdays at 10. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:88 a.m. next Thursday at 5 when we're going to have Brian Gale on talking about the office market. We'll have Victor Franks talking about meat in your diet, I guess. We'll also have our friends from Associates in Business talking about social media. So remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't tug on Superman's cape.